In 2008, Fayetteville voters approved a ballot measure making arrests for marijuana possession for personal use a low law enforcement priority. The Arkansas Justice Collective, a nonprofit law firm and advocacy organization based in Fayetteville, however, claimed at a press conference last week that such marijuana arrests persist, particularly of African American and LGBTQ residents. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Standing on the steps of City Hall, flags whipping overhead in a hot summer wind, Arkansas Justice Collective founder and director Stephen Koger calls out the city of Fayetteville for wrongdoing.
We are here today because we need help. The city of Fayetteville is allowing certain vulnerable people to be criminalized by not taking the initiative to address the inequality and the abundance of marijuana arrests in our town. The city could do better today, but they need some inspiration in the form of public pressure. Arrests have increased 284% since 2008, while our population has increased by approximately 13%.
Koger says the police could do better, but the root of the problem lies with the city prosecutor.
The prosecutor, who has discretion under the law to drop every charge.
Koger is referring to a 2008 Fayetteville ordinance titled the Lowest Law Enforcement and Prosecutorial Priority Policy, approved by 62% of registered voters in November of 2008. The ordinance compels Fayetteville police and the city prosecutor to make personal marijuana possession among adults a low law enforcement priority. After the press conference, Koger says he's been researching since 2015 how the ordinance has failed to be fully implemented.
I do have to give credit to Corporal Dallas Brashears at the Fayetteville Police Department for sharing everything openly and honestly like a good democracy should have happened. It was evident right away that there was some over-policing happening of certain communities.
People arrested for misdemeanor possession of fewer than 4 ounces of marijuana in Arkansas face up to a year in jail and a fine of up to $2,500. A subsequent arrest results in a felony for personal possession, the penalty punishable by 6 years in jail and a fine of $10,000. Koger says his marijuana arrest data was provided to him by the city through a Freedom of Information Act request. He's also met with officials, including Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan, to formally complain, as well as City Attorney Kit Williams. Williams says Koger's figures are imprecise.
Well, the city did a lot of research and provided that to Mr. Koger. And then we discussed that and pointed out how it was difficult to come to firm conclusions on that because we wouldn't even know how many people had actually gotten arrested or prosecuted because so many of the cases are allowed to be sealed or expunged after a year.
Williams says ordinance doesn't prohibit arresting residents for marijuana possession.
The city, I know, is attempting to comply certainly with the people's ordinance that they enacted. And to make it the lowest priority. But by making it the lowest priority doesn't mean you never prosecute.
Although recreational marijuana is legal in 11 states and medical marijuana legal in 33, including Arkansas, the drug remains federally outlawed. According to data cited by the Drug Policy Alliance, marijuana possession arrests nationwide number nearly 600,000, with nearly half of those arrested being African American or Latino. Koger says blacks and Hispanics are unfairly being criminalized for marijuana possession in Fayetteville, but City Attorney Kit Williams disagrees.
I'd like to say, even though the mayor's not here and Chief Tabor's not here, they're both away, that I know them personally and I know that they would not allow the police ever to target a group discriminatorily. And some of the statements that he made that we were targeting LGBT is totally unfounded because there's no way to know if a person was a member of that group
But Williams also says the city is taking the Arkansas Justice Collective's concerns seriously. He says he planned to formally recommend the city prosecutor to null pros citations for less than an ounce of marijuana. Null pros, or null prosequi, is a legal Latin term meaning be unwilling to pursue, a phrase amounting to do not prosecute. Williams, however, after giving his interview, later found he doesn't have the legal authority to do so. In a memo provided for this report issued to the mayor, city council, police chief, and prosecutor later that day, Williams wrote that although Arkansas code prohibits, quote, the willful and knowing refusal to execute state laws by elected officers of a city, city council can change Fayetteville City Code to modify the requirements to prosecute all misdemeanor criminal cases by recognizing a prosecutor's inherent discretionary power necessary for fair and just prosecution. Williams ended the memo stating, quote, my legal department remains committed to lowering the incarceration rate for all nonviolent offenders, and especially for simple possession of small amounts of marijuana for private adult personal use. Stephen Koger also says the timing of his campaign to enforce marijuana arrests as low priority in Fayetteville is strategic.
The reason that we needed to go public now is that Police Chief Greg Tabor is retiring. He is the chairperson of the Drug Task Force, the 4th Judicial District Drug Task Force. We need a nationwide search for a replacement. And I don't think that Mayor Jordan would feel compelled to do that without a lot of public pressure, and so we just wanted to bring that pressure.
Fayetteville resident Corey Peary joined Koger on the steps of City Hall last Friday afternoon to point out what they perceive to be systemic racial injustice.
I can't really speak for all African Americans, but based on the conditions of the institutions that are being presented to us by the law enforcement and the statistics, it makes me weary. Personally, I just want people to be respected and their lives not be ruined.
The Arkansas Justice Collective report found that although fewer than 7% of Fayetteville's population is African American, over 25% of misdemeanor marijuana arrests were of Black residents, and that 47% of those arrested by the Fayetteville Drug Task Force for marijuana possession were African American. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.